House Bill 1252, an act to establish a statewide voter registration file and to make an appropriation therefor.
House Bill 1252, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Davis, you're welcome.
Mr. Speaker and members of the body, I want to first tell you about the wonderful experience I've had this year. I came in with two bills that I wanted to see passed, and I went down to the governor's office and to the secretary of state's office, and we worked together through this whole session so far to come up with good bills with the help of the Bureau of Information and Technology and county auditors. This is a real bipartisan bill that I've enjoyed working on. These are not Kay Davis's bills. These are a joint combination of a lot of people's hard work. So first is House Bill 1252. The purpose of this bill is to create a statewide voters registration file. The file will be maintained by the Secretary of State and would contain a complete and current listing of all active and inactive registered voters in the state. In developing this legislation, four main goals were achieved. Provide easy access to current statewide or legislative district listing of registered voters from the Secretary of State's office. Second, allow county auditors to remain in control of the registration list for their county. The state list would be a mirror of the official registration file held by the county auditor. Third, not disrupt current voter registration systems at county levels. Fourth, develop a system as frugal as possible. The appropriation of $200,000 for this system compares with the $1 million spent recently by the state of Nebraska for their system and $250,000 spent by the state of Pennsylvania just to study how to do it. You have received on your desk a breakdown of the $200,000, and I want to tell you right now, as you look at that breakdown, this is something that is really going to work for the counties. They're getting this information and all the things on that sheet at no cost. We figured in all the costs to be absorbed by the state in a one-time allocation, even to the point of funding the online for them. After this, the state charges $20 a terminal. One terminal for each county will be written into the Secretary of State's budget, so they will not even be funded for the terminal. Bill for the terminal. In addition to this system providing voter registration lists, it will provide a mechanism identify possible duplication in registered voters. And in the future, this system may provide some cost savings in the area of voter list maintenance, which is the process used to remove voters who have moved. In other words, if you go into the courthouse in Sioux Falls to register to vote and you say you think maybe you were registered in Pennington County before, they can go directly to the state voters registration list and check it out. Each county auditor will be provided with a computer capable of handling the data involved with this system. The computer will have an internet and email capabilities for transmitting the data and querying the state file. Other benefits of this computer would allow streamlined process for auditors to enter election night results into the state central election reporting system. The statewide file will lend itself to cleaner voter lists for all counties. We've put a lot of work into this. I've worked at all other levels, and today I come and ask my constituents on both sides of the aisle to help us pass this bill and get a statewide voter registration in our state. It came out of committee 13-0. Thank you very much.
Further remarks on House Bill 1252? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1252. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote on House Bill 1252. Members of the House are advised that this requires a two-thirds vote for passage.
Representatives Van Gerpen and Flowers. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, excused 3.
House Bill 1252, having received a two-thirds vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions as to the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.